Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, there has been a significant rise in the theft of farm machinery across the country since the start of this year. As the busy summer season continues, Irish farmers say they're being hugely affected by crime, and specifically the theft of tractor GPS systems. Machinery correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal, Peter Thomas Keaveney, joins me now to tell us more. Peter Thomas, you're very welcome. Thanks for being with us. These GPS systems, I'm not overly familiar with them. You might just explain to us what we're talking about. These are not obviously built into the tractor because you can remove them, it would seem.
Good afternoon, Claire, and thanks very much for having the show. Yeah, I suppose, look, at a typical GPS system is made up of two parts. Firstly, you have the receiver, which interprets location signals from the satellite, and then you have a display screen, which is located inside the tractor for the operator to monitor field progress. I suppose, in essence, these GPS systems, they give the tractor the ability to self-steer, I suppose you call it, it's called auto-steer, but self-steer via the satellite, so farmers can accurately carry out tasks such as spraying, applying fertiliser and sowing crops with little to no input wastage, and these systems can work to an accuracy of 2.5 centimetres.
So are they mapping fields as well, the GPS system?
Yeah, of course, yeah. So once you drive around the boundary, you can tell your exact acreage in that field, and then you set your AB lines, which essentially allows the tractor to drive up and down the field in straight lines. And in cases where you might have 5 or 6 tractors working in the one field, such as maybe sowing potatoes, all the tractors can be linked in the exact same line, so there's literally no overlap and no wastage.
Okay, and they're obviously a valuable thing to have, these tractor GPS systems. How much are they worth?
Yeah, so it depends on the system, but the higher end systems are going to be worth 10 to 15,000 euros.
Mm-hmm. And there's a strong black market for them, is there?
Yeah, there is, of course, yeah. And, you know, going by the trend of all these tests, it would appear that these systems are being stolen to order.
Right, and they are probably not easy to steal, but you'll tell us more about that in a moment. But are they easy to conceal, easy to transport and easy to pass on then?
Yeah, they are. So I suppose the screen and the receiver, Claire, I suppose you would actually put it into your school bag and walk away with it. So that's how easy they are to steal and to conceal, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what's happening then? How are the thefts being carried out?
Yeah, so I suppose the thieves, they appear to be well organised. The pattern appears that they emerge and hit a number of farms in one area over a short space of time, and then they disappear into thin air again. It's similar to what has been happening in the UK and further afield across Europe. The thieves are hitting farmyards in the dead of the night. Going by CCTV footage, they seem to have the routes of entry pre-planned into farmyards. You know, they don't hang around long. They know what they want. They know where it is. Where tractors are locked, they're breaking the locks to force an entry with John Deere tractors, for example, which probably would account for 70-80% of the Irish thefts to date. The thieves have the correct keys to open the locks. Once they get inside the cab, they have the correct tools to disassemble the GPS systems. They know exactly what they're after. And in many of the instances that we've come across, older GPS systems, other implement screens such as control boxes and even high-value tools which are in the same tractor cab, they're being left behind. So it makes it more and more likely that these are planned operations with units being sold to order off the back of strong resale units in some parts of the world.
Yeah, like they're not being resold in Ireland in many cases. They've been found for sale all over the place.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so I suppose a lot of the evidence is indicating that they're destined for Eastern Europe. In the situation in the Nall, in County Dublin, it was a Lithuanian national that was caught and that pleaded guilty to the burglary. I suppose in recent years, 80 of these units, which were stolen right across Europe, were seized by British police, and that was a Lithuanian criminal gang that they busted. And an awful lot of those units in that haul come back to Ireland, Northern Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales. So that's mm-hmm. where the serial numbers trace back to.
Yes,
separate stolen units have resurfaced in Georgia, United States and even in Mexico.
I mean, it's extraordinary, isn't it, that they would be sold on in you know, in America and in Mexico, as you say. So you're reporting that in February alone there was a spate, there was a 10-day period where there was an awful lot of this happening, and the value of the product stolen in that 10-day period was €250,000.
€250,000, yes. So I suppose that spate, an awful lot of these spates are occurring in Meath, the North Dublin area in Wexford. That particular spade, there was some isolated incidents in Kilkenny and Cork. They were obviously well planned because they were big hauls. You know, it's not every farmer that has these, but they are growing and growing. But, you know, it's tillage farmers, agricultural contractors, you know, it tends to be your larger farmers, but now they are growing and growing. But yeah, there was a massive spade at that time, and it occurred 16, 18 farmers and machinery dealers were hit within a 10-day window.
And obviously, over a quarter of a million. Farmers are doing what they can and they're being advised to do what they can to protect their machinery and protect their GPS systems. But the farmers are saying to the manufacturers, can you help us out here by making them more secure?
Of course. So look at the lack of traceability in these stolen units. You know, with modern-day technology, it's creating an awful lot of anger amongst farmers and contractors who are investing thousands and thousands in this technology. With modern tractors, you know, farmers can check information such as their live location, their engine temperature, their fuel levels. They can check that remotely through apps from anywhere in the world. But yet when these items are stolen, they disappear. We've pressed manufacturers on this. Manufacturers are telling us that, you know, it's not possible for them to trace these systems because these are receivers. So it's one-way communication. Essentially, they receive the signal from the satellite. They don't report it back its location to an external server. You know, we've asked about trackers. You know, this is a big thing as well. At present, trackers are not built into these systems because they can cause interference issues with the systems, you know, with the controlling systems of the machine. So, look, it's a growing concern across Europe. You know, we've been on farms in France, in Belgium, where this has been massive. We wouldn't visit one contractor in France who had 23 systems stolen off them over the course of two hits. Like, so manufacturers, they have accepted this is a growing concern across Europe and they have vowed to do more on it.
All right. Well, Peter Thomas, thank you for telling us about it. Peter Thomas Keaveney is machinery correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. Now, next, Brian Redden and Aoife Barry will be here with the definitive list of what to watch on screens, big and small, in July. That's after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.